Save over $200 when you book weekly stays with Vrbo this winter. If you haven't seen your college besties since, well, college, you need a week to catch up in a snowy cabin. Take a week-long vacation and save over $200. Book now at Vrbo.com.
Hey, everyone, and welcome back to Build Your Stoic Core. I'm your host, Madison Lane, and let me tell you, this journey of building inner strength and resilience is seriously rewarding. But sometimes our own thoughts can feel like those pesky weeds in the garden taking over and messing with our whole vibe. Today, we're diving deep into understanding your thought patterns. Ever catch yourself spiraling down a rabbit hole of what-ifs or replaying past mistakes on repeat? You know that feeling when your mind becomes this whirlwind of negativity? It happens to all of us, but the cool thing about Stoicism is it gives us the tools to navigate these mental mazes like pros. Now let's break down some key takeaways from today's exploration. First off, becoming aware of your thought patterns is like hitting the pause button on that runaway train. It's all about noticing those recurring thoughts, those little voices in your head that seem to have a mind of their own. Are they always pessimistic? Do they tend towards comparisons or dwelling on the past? Once you pinpoint these patterns, you can start to challenge them and gain some serious mental clarity. Think of it like this. You wouldn't wear clothes that don't fit, right? The same goes for our thinking. Second, remember that thoughts are just thoughts, they aren't facts. Sometimes we get so caught up in our heads that we stop believing everything we think is true. But here's the secret. Most of the time, those thoughts are just passing clouds. Just because you have a negative thought doesn't mean it defines your reality or dictates your actions. It's like having a notification pop up on your phone. You can choose to acknowledge it, but you don't have to let it control your whole day. Third, practice some mental reframing. When those pesky negative thoughts creep in, try to flip the script. Instead of dwelling on what could go wrong, ask yourself, what's a positive outcome I could focus on? It's like switching channels on a TV. You have the power to choose what you want to see and how you want to feel. Next up, find your anchors. These are the things that ground you, that bring you back to center when your mind starts to race. It could be anything from taking a few deep breaths, spending time in nature, or listening to your favorite music. Think of it as building your own personal mental safe space, a place where you can retreat and recharge. And finally, remember that this is a journey, not a destination. There will be days when you're on top of your game, and days when those thoughts feel like they are running wild. But the key is to keep practicing, keep being kind to yourself, and never stop striving for that inner balance. So let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're at work, juggling deadlines and feeling overwhelmed by emails. Your mind starts to spiral, I can't do this, I'm going to fall behind, everyone else is so much better. Sound familiar? But then you remember your anchor. Taking a few deep breaths, you step away from the screen, close your eyes, and focus on your breath. Each inhale brings in calm, each exhale releases tension. Suddenly, the world feels a little less chaotic. You return to your work with renewed clarity and focus. See? It's about recognizing those patterns, challenging them, and finding strategies that work for you. It's not about erasing negative thoughts entirely, but about managing them effectively so they don't control your life. Understanding your thought patterns is like gaining a superpower. You can choose to react or respond to be at the mercy of your thoughts or to become the master of your mind. Remember, you are capable of incredible things. Keep building that stoic core, one mindful moment at a time. Now, I want to hear from you. What's one thought pattern you'd like to explore further? Share it in the comments below and let's keep this conversation going. And don't forget to subscribe and leave a review if you enjoyed today's episode. Until next time, stay strong, stay resilient, and always remember, you got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.